WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New deadline, President Trump just now saying on social media, Hamas must agree to his proposed peace deal for Gaza by 6 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday, or he says the group will suffer more attacks. This is day three of the government shutdown. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers furloughed. President Trump says he's figuring out ways to fire them permanently. A massive fire at a Chevron refinery in Southern California. ABC's Trevor Altz on the scene in El Segundo.
This refinery is so large here, they have their own fire department, and they had their hands full overnight taming these gigantic flames that sent people scrambling to evacuate, other people told to shelter in place, and officials now are monitoring the hot spots here and also the air quality here in the surrounding area.
No word on any injuries. Today is sentencing day for Sean Diddy Combs. He is expected to address the court and apologize. Prosecutors are asking that he receive 11 years behind bars on prostitution-related charges. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Federal workers all over Wisconsin are in limbo, caught in the government shutdown. There are about 18,000 federal staffers scattered across the state, and many of them may be furloughed. That includes staff of the Social Security Administration who help people figure out and process benefits, and about 200 workers at the U.S. Forest Service Products Laboratory that's off University here in Madison. And even once lawmakers come to an agreement and federal work resumes, staff's jobs are not guaranteed. President Donald Trump said he was considering laying off, quote, a lot, end quote, of federal workers during the shutdown. And today wraps up the World Dairy Expo. Every year, thousands of people come from all over the world to the Alliant Energy Center. There are show cattle, new tech, cheese competitions, and even yodeling. It's the 58th year of the event. However, it's the first one with the new hotel open. There's only one hotel technically on the campus of the Alliant Energy Center, and it was being renovated for about 6 months. Now it's open as Spark by Hilton. The new interior fits in with the county's goal to make the Alliant Energy Center even more of a destination than it is now. And as part of that goal, the county is looking for a private partner to help pay for more renovations at the Alliant Energy Center, specifically its centerpiece, the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. The Coliseum holds about 10,000 people, but the county says it needs updates to its artist area and to make it easier for people to navigate. A real estate firm estimates that would cost about $125 million. County Executive Melissa Agard says by asking for a private partner, they'll be able to complete renovations faster. For more local news, head to our website, WMDXradio.com. Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Here come the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Chicago Cubs beat the Padres last night 3-1. It's the first time the Cubs have ever won the final game of a playoff series at Wrigley Field. Up next, they'll face off against the Brewers at American Family Field in Milwaukee. Game one, the best of five National League Divisional Series. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's Cubs-Brewers. That's going to be, you know, as good as it gets. It's always a great atmosphere when the two teams play each other. We'll try to get as many Cubs fans in there as we can. They won't like that, but it's going to be a fun atmosphere. I know that.
Freddy Peralta on the mound for Milwaukee. The first pitch at 1:08 tomorrow afternoon. College football. The Badgers against number 20th ranked Michigan. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Big House in Ann Arbor. The Badgers still dealing with injuries on the offensive line.
It's another one of those things that's just been most difficult. It's not knowing in your preparation who are you or will you have as you get towards Saturday.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny, summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Alba.
The World Dairy Expo is underway in Madison, and tariffs, how they're affecting agriculture, we'll discuss it all with Midwest Farm Report Director Pam Yonke next time.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
92.7 WMDX, the talk of the isthmus.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
I mean, my God, we've got the White House threatening investigations in jail time because an escalator stopped. Walk up the damn stairs. This stuff happens. This is life. Do not normalize this.
Yeah. Governor Tim Walz.
Right.
He should have been our VP. I'm fine. It's 6 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton, sitting in for Ms. Miller. This is the last hour this week that I'm going to be doing this.
Yep. And we saved the best for last.
We did. Look who we have here. Hello, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Guess who I spoke with 2 days in a row? Dan Pasternak.
Did you?
Yeah, he was on the show yesterday.
Yeah, he's on the road with Ryan Reynolds and Chris Candy about the John Candy movie that's coming out next
wonderful.
Week.
Wonderful. So.
I've known Dan for like 47 years.
Wow.
That's crazy. He's an amazing.
Such a great guy.
Comedy producer and a lover of comedy.
Yes,
and
was,
I mean, you know, it's wonderful that someone who is such a fan of comedy
does
and has takes the helm on really great projects. And I mean, like, besides our project, Dan has done some amazing work.
Yeah, he was in my little sister's class in grade school. So I've known him since he was in fourth grade and I was in sixth grade. So I've known him a long time.
That's hilarious.
I know.
And his family is so lovely.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's too bad he's leaving town today. Otherwise, we were going to get together. But he's got to go. They're going to Chicago to do the...
Chicago Theater. They're going to show the John Candy
movie and do a Q&A with Ryan Reynolds and Chris and whoever else is going to show. Yeah. I don't know who showed up last night. But, it was so cute because I saw that. And I'm like, wait, you're going to be in town? Hey, you want to be on my show? And then I'm like, hey, you want to be on the Stephanie Miller Show? He's like, yes,
please. That is so awesome.
Yeah.
That is so awesome. And John Candy. I'm so glad that people are doing something on him. He was such a loss to comedy.
Yes.
You know, I mean, just, I mean, from Uncle Buck to Trains, Planes, and Automobiles, that scene in the bed with Steve Martin is one of the funniest scenes I think I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Now, we got to, Chris Candy couldn't be on yesterday. It's John's son, but he was on our show on the Politics Bar on Wednesday. And he was just, the love that he has for his dad and everything, and that he and his sister and his mom were very much involved. And Colin Hanks is the director of the movie, so it's just it was just a kind of a love fest for his family. I mean, his dad went through issues, obviously, because he was only 43 when he passed away. He was a baby when he died. So
yes, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it. It's going to be on Amazon Prime next week. So anybody that wants to see that, let's go watch it, because it's really, really good. So ladies, any thoughts on what's happening on the planet or in the country or anything?
I could sit here and talk about John Candy all day.
I know. Isn't that more better? It's not as upsetting, certainly. But what was fun was European leaders laughing at Donald. Did you guys see that?
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Wasn't it?
That was awesome. You did not thank him for stopping the war in Albania. Why didn't you thank him?
Well, I mean, what's funny is because Donald keeps claiming that we were the laughingstock under Biden.
Right.
No, we're not. We were not. They were
so
happy.
Don't take that from you.
Yeah.
Don't take away that title. You know you're the funniest, most ridiculous leader ever. Come on now, boo.
Well, and now he's also admitting to the fact that he loves Project 2025. All of a sudden, he loves it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That he didn't know about?
Mm-hmm, that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't ask me these questions. Why are you asking me these questions? I don't know anything about Project 2025. I'm down with all of it. That's, I mean, really.
And proud of it. It's a claim to fame now.
It is. It is. Yeah. In fact, number seven, please. Hakeem Jeffries had a thing or two to say about it.
Donald Trump and Republicans spent all of last year promising that they were going to lower the high cost of living. They also spent all of last year running away from Project 2025. Acting like Project 2025 didn't exist. Now all of a sudden, Donald Trump admits it was his project all along. He just did it earlier today.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? I mean, it's this is just gross. I mean, we were talking about Caroline, and how she was asked about people being asked for their papers should they go to an ER, and she's getting raked, rightfully so, over that because. Any decent doctor is not going to turn somebody away at an ER, and they're not going to ask them for their papers because, first off, you can't turn anybody away regardless, but, like, do you...
But I can turn you in after I treat you, and I guarantee you there are nurses, there are all kinds of people. See, because I'm going to tell you, we don't get a decency check when people become doctors, police officers, lawyers, okay? Those same people, we just did an article recently about a woman who was a dentist, who had all kinds of paraphernalia up on her wall, right? When people came in.
Yeah.
She wouldn't treat Democrats.
Yes.
She wouldn't treat Democrats. Less known if you brown and you come in bleeding.
You know what I don't, the thing that I find most galling about, you know, Kavanaugh, and I think it's important, we call them Kavanaugh stops.
There
I do
go.
Think that's important.
I think so, too.
The thing I find most galling about it is how many, right now, if you Google Karen's upset because her food is late, when I tell you to have somebody suggest that white people in this country would put up with living in a situation where at any moment somebody could ask for their papers, that they would put up with that and think of it as just a minor inconvenience for the greater good, the way he so suggests in his little concurrence, okay? When you can you imagine how crazy white people would go if random officers were coming up to them and demanding to see their identification? Like, it's but for some reason, it's okay if you're black or brown.
Yeah.
You should just deal with it.
The escalator went out.
Yeah.
And they're talking about that we need to have an investigation because Kankles couldn't lift his legs. Okay.
And it was his people that did it. That's what's even
Melania. Melania was just right in front of him, and she had no problem. She
can I go walk right up in heels. The UN? Can I go complain in front of the UN about how black people are being treated? Like, it's like, Like, it's, but to act like that, that's just, oh, come on. All you have to do is show your paper. So you're minor, you get delayed a few moments. I'm like, are you kidding me?
No, they're.
Yeah, all he had to do was lift his legs and walk up those stairs.
Yeah.
But that's an investigation.
Mm-hmm. No, I remember years ago, remember Arizona had the papers, please law?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was doing a shoot out in Arizona, and one of our PAs, who is a brown-skinned person, he's an American citizen and all of that stuff, but he looks like he could have been pulled over. And I literally said to him, I said, bring your passport.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your passport just in case you get pulled over, because that was, it was overturned eventually, but it was the law of the land in Arizona at the time. And I said, please, bring your passport. I don't want you, to get arrested.
But we're not required to have passports.
No.
And passports cost money.
They do a lot.
And the idea that you have to have a passport.
Mm-hmm.
With you inside of this country.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm supposed to be able to move freely in
yes.
this country. I'm not supposed
mm-hmm.
to need to show ID
yep.
to get in anywhere that isn't age restricted.
Right.
Angela,
completely.
I want to remind you, you don't just need a passport in this country. You need a passport in your panties. Okay.
Yeah.
Because there was a woman literally, well, they came up in her house and they were like, you don't have your passport. She was naked.
It's
in your own home.
In your own home.
You need to carry around your passport on your physical person 24 hours a day if you're brown or black. And that means you have to get one and mm-hmm. say in a government that they're shutting down. It's
mm-hmm.
shut down right now, by the
mm-hmm.
way. I don't even know if you can get a passport.
Probably
and
not
it's,
right now.
It's the idea that that is a minor inconvenience that we all should have to put up with. We don't all put up with it.
No, no.
It's only black and brown people
exactly.
who get harassed like this.
And sometimes Asians.
And
yeah.
occasionally. And, like, you know, and differently abled people. The idea, I mean, when you hear the way that these people talk about the disabled people, people with different abilities, like, they are straight up eugenicist Nazis.
Oh,
they
yeah.
just are.
Absolutely.
And acting like they're not. And like this is some other agenda.
I watched a crypto bro yesterday
mm-hmm.
sit there. We're supposed to be talking about crypto. Talk about how good it's going to be when we reduce the government.
Mm.
This is a child. I don't think this kid is more than 24 years old. This is what I'm telling you. These ideas that have been implanted. They are long and strong, and they are deeply seated
mm-hmm.
in these children.
Mm-hmm. What I've noticed is even if you say have your passport or a passport card, because you can put that in your wallet, or even a real ID, which proves your citizenship at this point, because you have to have your Social Security number and all that stuff to prove mm-hmm. it and to get on a domestic flight, okay? Even if you have all of that on you, they're not even looking at it.
They're saying it's fake.
Right, they're not.
Oh, that's fake.
Yeah, that's not yours. That's not you. We have to prove that it's you. And it's like, well,
they act like. See, this is the thing about what white privilege really means.
Oh,
white
absolutely.
Privilege means that you have this confidence that if you do things properly, you will get the proper result.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That is what. If you're asking yourself, well, what does white privilege mean? It's not something you ask for. It's not something you work
that's
for.
Right.
You don't have
right.
to.
Right.
It's not something you could even have to be conscious
it's a
of.
Gift.
Yes,
it is.
Absolutely.
It's happening all around you all day long.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I mean, I've told before, like. My partner, we were having pizza one night and his brother was picking it up. And I was like, how's your brother going to pick up the pizza we ordered? And he's like, what do you mean? I was like, listen, you have to show his ID and the card that he used to buy the pizza. And he was like, what are you talking about?
Right.
And it was the first time I realized, oh, you don't have to do that. But they make us do that every time.
ID
and the credit card you used to buy it when you're in your home. You don't have to do that. And he was like, no. And I think that that's the thing that people don't understand. So when people say, when Kavanaugh says, you just, all you have to do is answer some questions. No, that's not how it works for
no,
us.
It's not. I mean, I'm a little white lady with not real red hair, but red hair. I bought two Mexican flag magnets that are on my car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just daring them to pull me over. You know?
Yes. And that's the thing. Like, I'm sitting here like, I don't want to carry, I have a passport. I don't want to carry it with me
because
to heck with them.
Right.
But I also don't want to get, you know, murdered in the street or beat up.
Right.
You know, so it's a very, like, but the idea that it is okay for any population, this is straight out of Nazis.
Exactly.
Show me your papers.
Uh-huh.
I mean, straight out of it.
Absolutely. You are correct.
This is the playbook. This is the playbook that they have been aiming for this forever. And when we go back to Kavanaugh, when we go back to these people who got put onto the Supreme Court by lying about what they said or would do, I don't understand how we don't have the right to remove these
people. We do.
We do. It's an impeachment. We do. I mean, we can impeach. That's not going to happen.
Look, here's the deal, guys. That document, the Constitution, has always been a problem. It's always had problems, okay?
Yes.
And they, from the very beginning, set up ways to amend it. All right? That's what the amendments are. I strongly believe, and in this case I know, if we made it, we can do it. We can fix it. We can change it. It's not something that maybe the structure of our government right now can handle. But if you may not have noticed, the structure of our government is being altered right now without votes, without any kind of committee, without any kind of plan that we have any input into.
Absolutely.
The president doesn't have appropriation authority, but now he does.
Right. You're 100% correct. And, oh, goodness gracious, it's already 20 after.
Uh-oh.
I like it getting y'all riled up like that. It's 20 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. This portion is brought to you by Native Path Collagen. What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money, but they're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline? Mm. It's scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. That's getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
A beautifully wrapped, glossy, sweet-smelling show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, fall is in full swing. Perfect time to refresh your wardrobe with pieces that feel as good as they look. Luckily, Quince makes it easy to look polished, stay warm, and save big without compromising on quality. Quince has all the elevated essentials for fall. Think 100% Mongolian cashmere from $50, washable silk tops and skirts, perfectly tailored denim, at all at prices that feel too good to be true. Getting chilly where you are? Ooh, they're wool coats. They look designer level, but cost a fraction of the price, and the quality just as good, if not better. By partnering directly with ethical top-tier factories and cutting out the middleman, Quince cuts out that middleman to deliver luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands. I'm not kidding. It's the kind of wardrobe upgrade that feels smart, stylish, and effortless. I love accessories. I got some amazing earrings. Keep it classic and cozy this fall with long-lasting staples from Quince. Quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping with your order. 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Stephanie. Get free shipping. Quince.com/Stephanie. If you're a homeowner in America, you need to listen to this. The FBI has been warning about a type of real estate fraud on the rise called title theft. Your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on a single document, use a fake notary stamp, and file it with the county. And just like that, on record, they own your home. Using your ownership, they can take out loans against your equity or even sell your property. And you won't know about it until foreclosure or collection notices show up in your mail. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can protect your equity and find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title records, urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud occurs, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go now to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That is HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. Protect yourself. Do it now. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
What is a commercial? It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales@WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo.
It is 25 minutes after the hour here on the Stephanie Miller Show. I am graced with the presence of Francis and Angela of Frangela.
Yes.
So, ladies.
Uh-oh.
Since you're women and one of you has a daughter, conservatives are revolting over the FDA's approval of a new abortion drug. It's a generic version of mifepristone.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good thing. It'll be less expensive for people, and hopefully it won't get, because the Supreme Court still has to hear that case about not letting women use it. Because
oh, they're not going to. Yeah. They're not going to let women use that.
No. Well, I mean, what's funny is, I can read. I know I can. Josh Hawley. He said, this is shocking. The FDA has just approved another chemical abortion drug when the evidence shows, which it doesn't, chemical abortion drugs are dangerous and even deadly for the mother. No.
You know what? I feel like I don't even want to address it because it's a lie. It's all a lie. These people don't want us to have control
over our bodies,
over the making, having families, right? And who we choose to have a family with, okay? Because a person could rape you, and you have no choice.
Right, right. And they don't care about that. I mean, I thought that, wasn't Governor Abbott going to stop rape?
Yeah, but you know what I really stop need men. People to do? Scientists, people, you don't have to announce these things, okay? just send a little email to the women and shh. Don't be publishing this. Don't be telling people. We could just have it. They're not looking. You know, like just shh. Why do people keep telling? Just don't.
Well, Eric Erickson, so nice they named him twice. He said, we should not be shocked that the cabinet office presided over by a man who probably paid for more abortions than all other cabinet messers and all officers in all of American history combined has done something like this. So he's blaming RFK Jr. because he's the head of HHS and that controls the FDA. I think that Donald Trump also has most likely paid for an abortion or two in his lifetime.
They don't have a problem with men having control,
right?
No, over this.
No. If he decides he doesn't want the baby, here's
that's
the money.
Fine.
Right. But her choices?
No, that's not acceptable.
No.
Not acceptable.
No, that's not acceptable. This is good, though. There's a group of nonprofits that are aligning amongst themselves.
Yes, I saw that.
That are basically going to protect one another if they become targets of Donald Trump's ire.
Yeah.
It's like a NATO for nonprofits, which I think is a really good idea. And they don't necessarily agree with each other.
It sucks that they have to do this.
It does.
But
colleges had to do it.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
They said they were going to. But they said they were going to, but,
you know, that was the concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was. I mean, I believe Newsom is going to withhold money from universities that have bend the knee to Donald.
Exactly. Yes. Newsom said that he was going to withhold state funds from colleges in California that accept Trump's terms for accepting federal money.
Mm. So I think that's good. I think that'll. It's like, yes, it's retribution to a certain extent, but it's not. It's like, dude, don't bend the knee to the guy.
Right.
Just don't.
But like Berkeley gave the government names. They have names of people who were involved in different protests.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're, you know, the capitulation is pretty all over the place.
Yep.
And so anytime anybody stands up.
Yep. All right, it's 29 minutes after. We'll be right back with more Frangela on the Stephanie Miller Show.
WMDX, where your neighbors argue politely.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's Hereditary Breast and Ovarian Cancer Week. Melissa Kay reports.
The goal of this week is to remind women that understanding personal risk is one of the most powerful tools for prevention and early detection. Cecilia Strode is an MD and breast surgeon with Aspirus Health. She explains the common risk factors are fairly straightforward.
Being born female and getting older.
She continues, explaining many other factors that can contribute to the 1 in 8 women who will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. That's according to the American Cancer Society.
Lifestyle issues such as not moving enough or eating a lot of highly processed foods and not having a good diet, excessive stress. And then the thing that we have come to think a little bit more about, especially this year, is the role of alcohol. So now they believe that 1 in 7 breast cancers may be actually alcohol related.
This week is specifically focused on hereditary cancers that affect women.
About 10% of breast cancers are thought to be hereditary or related to a genetic mutation.
That's Jessica Gaffney. She's a PA and breast health specialist with Aspirus Health. The most well-known genetic mutations are BRCA1 and BRCA2. These can significantly increase risk, but there are others.
There's about 15, maybe 20 genetic mutations that can put an individual at a higher risk of breast cancer specifically.
Past medical history and family history also matter. Gaffney says self-breast exams, as well as discussion with family members and professionals, are tools individuals have for prevention and early detection.
Be aware of your breast tissue, know your breast density, know your risk factors, advocate for yourself.
That's Melissa Kay reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Lakes, the Capitol, the UW, the radio station, 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll be unseasonably warm for your Friday afternoon with mostly sunny skies, southwest winds, and upper 80s. Tonight, clear skies, lower 60s. On Saturday, we could challenge some record highs in the afternoon, sunshine, south winds, and upper 80s. Right now, it's 70.
There's nothing quite like the perfect fit. And at Allure Intimate Apparel, that's exactly what they deliver. Their expert team offers one-on-one bra fittings in a graceful, no-pressure environment that celebrates every silhouette. It's luxury tailored to real life where confidence is never compromised. Experience a new standard of personal attention with timeless style and a fit that flatters at every angle. Visit their brand new location at the Hilldale Shopping Center. Visit allurefits.com.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Monday morning, it's the return of Madison singer-songwriter Art Paul Schlosser.
And check out the John and Gordy Ice Locator app.
Coming soon.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
HousingLaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
You have a president who is acting unconstitutionally and illegally. Guess what? These projects have been appropriated.
Yes.
They were signed by a president. It is illegal to rescind them. And then basically to say to people in Vermont, in New York, in California, oh, you didn't vote for Donald Trump? Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take away funding that was supposed to go to your state. Illegal, outrageous, unconstitutional.
Amen, Senator Sanders. It is 34 minutes after the hour. I am Jody Hamilton sitting in for Stephanie Miller. She will be back on Monday with the Rude Pundit, so yay. I'm with Chris Lavoie, Zella with a B, and Francis and Angela, a Frangela. So it just popped up. It's the Obama's 33rd wedding anniversary today.
Yay.
We had a decent
We had a wonderful first lady.
Yes, and a wonderful president. I'm okay. I'll be fine. So, should we get into the Taylor Swift wars with Francis and Angela?
Oh, yeah.
Bella doesn't like the new record.
No.
I don't. I'm telling you, I think you should check Bella for head injury. Bella, can you touch your nose? Do this for me real quick.
While I am thoroughly excited for Taylor Swift, her upcoming nuptials, mm-hmm. her success.
Be very careful.
I am not a Swiftie. Mm-hmm. Okay?
I don't listen to her music.
I was turned off from Get because she was a country fan, music person.
Right.
Then she changed and went over to pop and what have you. She's just not in my sonic sound.
Sure.
Are you okay, Angela?
I just think that we don't talk enough about closed head injuries and we don't talk enough about mental illness and things that are, I mean, I think it's treatable. I do. Tay Tay is amazing.
She is.
And I love Tay Tay for telling the NFL, no, I don't need your exposure. You need mine. And she is a boss.
She is.
I love her. I love her as a businesswoman. Mm-hmm. I love her as now as a feminist icon at this point.
Absolutely.
Dealing with the Trump regime. Mm-hmm. I love her. I love everything about her. I just am not interested in her music.
Oh. You don't love her, right?
I know.
You should be loving Tay Tay, right?
I know. And she's done some bangers, I think.
Yes, absolutely. I am not too above myself to admit that she has some wonderful songs. However, not one exists on this album. I'm sorry.
You should see Angela's face right now. She's like, what?
I know. I'm sorry.
You know what? This is the thing. You're young. Okay?
I'll learn.
You're young. You'll grow into it. It's hard. I didn't like pate when I was a kid. I didn't understand, you know.
I didn't like broccoli when I was a kid. I love it.
That's
now,
right. That was wonderful. It's all Francis eats.
That's all I eat.
I still don't like caviar.
Oh, I love that.
I don't like caviar.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I'm not a caviar fan either.
No, it's weird.
My mom introduced...
It's weird. I don't want to eat your baby eggs. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Do you eat chicken eggs? It's the same thing.
Jody, where were you introduced to caviar?
On the Concorde.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I love that story.
See? This feels like one of them elitist conversations.
It is very elite. It's totally elite. Absolutely. No, I got to fly to England with my mom on the Concorde when it was still flying.
Yeah.
And they served caviar because, I mean, the ticket prices were insane, right? And so she's like, okay, honey, I'll set it up for you. And if you don't like it, I'll eat it, right? So she set up everything and I ate it. And I was 13, mind you. I went, ooh, that's good. And she's like, oh, And when we landed,
my
dad found out, and he goes, "What were you thinking?"
Now she has a taste for caviar.
Now she likes caviar. She's 13.
Exactly.
What were you thinking?
Yeah, Outback asking, "Do you have caviar?"
No,
totally.
When we would go to restaurants, if it was on the menu, I'd be like, "Dad," and he's like, "No, no, because it just says market price, mm-hmm. so you don't know how much it is
exactly.
at that point." So yeah, I love caviar. It's yummy. I'm weird like that. I like it.
Doesn't your mom send you some, like, for Christmas?
On my birthday.
On your birthday, yeah.
On my birthday. My old boss used to as well.
Okay.
Which is very nice. Aww. I would get, like, 7 ounces between the two of them. I'm like, yes. And it was always good. And I don't like Beluga. It's not my favorite. I like Ostrava.
Russian Beluga is not your favorite.
No.
Y'all are
interesting.
You're also getting attacked on the barricade for this conversation. And I want it known that I have nothing to do with it.
I don't know. I don't know one caviar from the other.
Oh, there's
the people.
Okay.
I hear the people singing. I hear the people singing. A song of angry men.
You're not wrong. I'm not going to argue with you on that.
This is not my. Don't take me down in this.
On my birthday, I'm going to invite you over and fix you some caviar.
I'm not saying I won't eat it. I love caviar. The point is, what's the first? No, Angela, don't even. I know your stories, okay? What's the first thing you bellied up to a table and ordered with your mother?
Okay, this is a regional thing.
Go ahead, man.
It's very regional.
What was the first thing? How were you, three? What was the first thing you ordered in a restaurant?
Lobster.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
That's a little elite,
but we
lady.
Lived in Massachusetts. We were in Cambridge. Mm. It was like, it's like chicken there. It
oh,
really
okay.
Is not.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure, mm-hmm. Sure, mm-hmm. Sure, sure.
Chicken with butter dipping sauce.
The drawn butter is really good. Yeah,
it really
I love
is.
Butter. So. Uh huh. But you cannot talk about. I'm with the proletariat. Shut up. When your first food order was lobster.
Okay. Chef, I'm with the people union.
I'm all for unions. Just
no justice, no peace.
Just lobster, that's all.
Just lobster.
We can have nice things in the revolution, but I think when we start talking about beluga versus other, we really have to examine.
I actually
what's
like
going
the
on.
Less expensive stuff. If it helps.
Yeah, we'll have cheap caviar. We are of the people.
I am of the people. I like lumpfish, and that's a really cheap version of caviar.
Catfish
like
caviar.
Yeah, why not?
Catfish caviar?
That sounds wrong.
Okay. Hi, Kevin in D.C. Help me get back to my roots here.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, sir.
And, I remember I wasn't quite on your scale. My parents got me to eat things by lying. Like, I refused to eat shrimp, so they told me that it was just little cut-up chickens.
That's funny.
And, of course, like a dummy, oh, good, I love it. Yeah, dur, dur, dur. But anyway.
I believe in lying and parenting.
I do, too.
I think it's an important tool.
Yes.
It's very important.
You have to also get rid of my I was probably going to have my little stuffed animal Bucky until I was an adult. So they lied to me and said that it ran away when I was out the room. They lied, boy.
Wow. You sound like you grew up in my house.
It does.
I still feel that to that day. I was leaning out the window looking for that darn thing. He never came home.
Oh, no. I still have my Snoopy that I got when I was 2.
Oh.
So it's 56 years
wow.
old, my Snoopy.
in this day and age, I really could use Bucky because
aww.
The world has gotten, you know. But anyway,
yeah.
First of all, our priest.
Oh,
no.
I didn't do it.
He got disconnected.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
That.
I
no,
didn't
did.
Do it. I didn't do it.
Jody
call
didn't
back.
Do it.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Hey, Donna, how are you? You're the official travel agent of the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi.
Hey, Donna. Yay. So listen, a lot is going on with the travel industry.
Sure. I bet.
A lot of crazy stuff. And I would like to, it's too much for me to talk about, but... So I'd like to send it to you, Jody, so you can maybe post it somewhere.
Sure.
But you know, first off, I want to tell people if they're traveling, you've got to give themselves a buffer because the TSA and the air traffic controllers have been, you know, they're essential, but they're not being paid.
Right.
So that means a lot of them aren't going to show up.
Oh.
Right. It could be like 10 to 15%. So give yourself some extra time and expect delays and cancellations on the flights. And also, if you're getting a passport, you need to renew. You've got to give yourself some extra time because there's not going to be anybody in there. Lastly, the national parks, I mean, you need to check on their website daily to see if they're open or what. And there is nobody, there's very few people at the parks themselves, so it's going to be pretty trashy and disgusting and all that stuff. Most important, if you're traveling on vacation, you need to get travel insurance.
Mm.
You got to get travel insurance because if something happens and you have all this money put down for a trip, you don't want to lose it. So that's just, you know, real time. But Jody, if you don't mind, I'll text the rest to you or I'll send you the rest.
Perfect.
And you can maybe post it. Because there's a lot going on.
Oh, I know.
And it's not going to get better.
Yeah.
I have somebody traveling right now. They left yesterday, so I think it was okay. But when they come back, I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea.
All right.
So I don't mean to be Debbie Downer, but I just want people to be informed.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that, because Bella's actually traveling tomorrow. So thank you for that information. Now she has to get to the airport a lot earlier.
Oh, yeah.
She should leave now.
Yeah, leave.
And also remember, if you're traveling, museums are closed.
Right.
You know, those types of things. If you're going to Washington, D.C., you want to go to the White House, ain't none of that happening.
But you know what is back in D.C.? The statue of Donald and Jeffrey Epstein holding hands.
That's right, forever.
It's back.
That is so beautiful.
And it's free.
I would totally take a picture with that.
Yeah.
I love that statue so, so very much. I guess they put it back because they figure nobody's going to take it down now.
Yeah.
Nobody's there. So I love that it's back. No, I think it's hilarious. I love that. I think it should be immortalized somewhere.
Did you see that line of trucks that when they tried to go put it back up the second time of men who unidentified, you know, trucks standing there refusing to allow them to put it back up?
They have a permit.
They had a permit.
Yeah. That's funny that they're trying to. Well, yeah, it's Donald.
Well, we've allowed a secret police. We have a secret police.
Yes, we do. It's frightening. It's really, really frightening. I'm going to be going to the October 18th protest in my neighborhood.
Nice.
Last time when I went down to this little corner by my house, like a mile from my house, I was expecting 400 or 500 people tops. It went a half a mile each way. It was thousands of people. And you've been in my neighborhood. It's not that big a neighborhood. And it was, I mean, a third of whoever lives there, you know. And so I can't wait to do that again. And we just walked down. There was a bunch of us that did it. And one of my friends that went with me, it was his first time going to a protest. And I'm like, see? He goes, because I didn't feel like I was involved, like I had a community. I'm like, you do now. You know, you know, so I know y'all are rightfully not going to protest, and I understand.
I don't know. I'm going to go to this one.
Okay. Come to my neighborhood.
To this one.
Come to my neighborhood.
Because we have to get out in these streets.
We really do.
It's time.
Yeah.
It is time. It's time for us all to, we have been calling for French style strikes because what we really do need to do is shut it down shut it all down until they start acting right. When they start acting right, I can find my way back to work.
There you go. I agree.
Well, we can keep working because we're resistance working.
Exactly.
We don't, and we work for ourselves.
There's also that.
but it's I'm so grateful to have this platform and for Stephanie and all of you, because right now without this community, I would be insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, more insane.
Yes.
I understand that.
Like not functioning.
Right. No, I get it. I totally get it. I'm with you, honey. That's why we love you. And that's why you're on this, and you're going to be on my show in a couple of weeks, and we're looking forward to that.
And that's why we love having you on every week.
Absolutely.
Seriously.
We do. All right. It is 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Zipa. Do you know what the three pillars of good health are? Do you?
No.
No?
No.
I will tell you.
Okay.
It's great diet, lots of exercise, and great sleep. Now, if you snore, you not only will keep others up from a restful night's sleep, but it can also be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, and even memory loss. Zipa is the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg that uses a tongue seatbelt because the tongue is one of the leading causes of snoring. Zipa also moves your jaw forward, keeping your airway open with a 91% success rate. From now until the end of October, put an end to your snoring and save $10, excuse me, on a limited edition pink Zipa, like this one. With every order, they'll donate $10 to breast cancer research. Go to Zipa.com, use the code PINK, or text the word PINK to 511-511. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Remember, Zipa is happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Ongoing train wreck aside, I love this.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, I am here with Peter Galluli, the CEO of The Wellness Company. This is a very exciting. I just filled out my form, Peter. I'm so excited. Tell us about The Wellness Company.
So we are a 50-state telemedicine company. We're the fastest growing one in America. We've only been around 3 years, and we've helped over 1 million Americans so far address their health and wellness needs. And we offer everything from doctor-designed supplements to our medical emergency kits, which have kind of taken the country by storm. I think a lot of people after COVID really thought it was time that they should take their health into their own hands and be more proactive when it comes to addressing sickness in advance. So we've really enabled them to do that by allowing them to have all these prescription life-saving medications in their medicine cabinet right at home. So you don't need to go wait in an urgent care or lie up in bed for a week next time you get sick. So the medical emergency kits, we have 7 different varieties right now for all different scenarios in life. First aid, travel, kids. But our number one seller is just our blue medical emergency kit. It is a prescription pack that has antivirals, antiparasitics, and antibacterials. Some of those common medications that you know you'll need, amoxicillin, ivermectin, fluconazole. There's 8 prescriptions in total in that kit, and it covers over 30 conditions. Additionally, we also have a guidebook that our doctors have written. It's about 40 pages. It gives you instructions on safe use. So if you do get sick and you can't get in touch with a doctor, you have a way to look up your condition and help yourself with dosage instructions in case you don't recall.
So right now, special $45 discount just for my audience, or urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Don't forget that promo code is Stephanie, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, any parting thoughts?
I just hope that more Americans take this message to heart. You can save so much money and honestly the stress by taking your health your own hands. And I think if there's one thing that we learned from the last pandemic, it's that you only can rely on yourself. And we really help you do that.
Peter Galluli, and it's urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, thanks so much.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry. You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
We question everything, celebrate diversity, and have never met a food festival we didn't love. Madison isn't just where we broadcast from, it's who we are. 92.7 WMDX reflects the curiosity, passion, and slightly rebellious spirit that makes this city extraordinary. This is your voice, Madison. 92.7 WMDX.
The Dane County Humane Society offers programs for humans of all ages.
Bow wow.
For kids, there's Camp Paw Print, Scout Workshops, After Dark, and the new Camp Wildside. They also offer field trips, birthday parties, wow, service days, and their new Paws and Pages reading program. Learn more at giveshelter.org/education.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 54 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. Okay, Kevin, we're going to try again. Hi, Kevin. I swear I didn't hang up on you.
Okay. Well, I just have enough time to say thank you for all the... I won't get into what I was called for because there's so much short time. But to say thank the Stephanie Miller Show, everybody, the guest stars like Angela and guest hosts like yourself. I've had so much, everything from kissing Stephanie to making Angela Gill blushed the other day by calling her Funky Honky. it's been a blast. And the thing about keeping sane, family, friends, and the show and the universe it exists and has kept me sane. So thank you, Angela. We'll never forget you singing happy birthday to me. Keep doing what you do, and hopefully in the future we are out of the alternate timeline we're in. Mm-hmm. We got out of it like back in the future, and I was almost going to use a curse word. Sorry, I caught myself.
Thank you for not.
Have a great weekend, and thank you for everything.
All right, honey, have a great weekend. Mm-hmm. So this is interesting. Blue State. Oh, this is horrible. Blue states, the good thing is the blue states are suing, but the DOJ is blocking aid for rape victims.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as rape in their world, I'm sure.
I guess so. No. This new rule bars states from providing services to survivors cannot immediately prove their immigration status. So it's not just...
You have to, okay.
Yeah, let's make sure you're a citizen.
All I can think of right now are... When I think about the women who voted for Trump,
yes,
and I go, is this what you wanted?
Mm-hmm.
Is this how you thought daddy was going to protect you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whether you wanted it or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. Is this what you wanted? Because I just want to make sure you are getting what you wanted. Because this is not what I wanted. I didn't vote for it, so I wouldn't know.
Right. Yeah, I didn't either. I mean, it's basically... Letitia James is one of the prosecutors of these blue states that's suing, and we love her, and she's fantastic. She said, sexual assault and domestic violence survivors turn to our courts for safety and protection. They should never be turned away because of who they are or where they come from. And I agree. I don't care if you're an it's this whole immigration crackdown is not safe for us. It's not safe. I mean, what happened in Chicago the other night was insane, what happened at that apartment building, what they did.
That's right.
You know?
It's not about the immigrants are just the easiest people to pick on.
Right.
They're the least empowered people here.
Right.
And so that's why they started there. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They didn't start with the Jews.
Right.
No.
Exactly.
They started with black and brown people.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are, first of all, this is a fundamentally racist country.
Yes, it is.
And second of all, they figured this is a good start. Are people going to be that upset if we do this?
Luckily, a lot of communities are upset about it.
We're very upset about it.
You know, I mean, I've seen a bunch of white folks protecting people, which is good. Keep
a
doing
lot.
It, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing it, because that shows the regime that we're not for it. Most of us are not for it, thankfully.
This is my thing. When I walk out my building, there's a Target, a Home Depot right in front.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And there is an organization of white people sitting outside my door, and every one of those making sure that those day workers mm-hmm. do not get snatched up.
Good.
And every week I tell Angela, I am watching people's job be to watch out so that other people can go do their job.
Yes. No, that's good.
And it's ridiculous.
It shouldn't have to be that way. Nobody should have to worry going to work. I mean, a restaurant that I love going to in the Valley, we all ate dinner there not too long ago. Their staff is completely different at Casa Vega. Mm-hmm. It's like the people that we knew that worked there, they're gone.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid to go to work. So they had to hire a bunch of new people. And we're going to go to a different restaurant tonight. And I'm wondering if half the staff that I used to know is still there, you know? Mm-hmm. It is 58 minutes after. Frangela, find them everywhere. The final word.
Subscribe.
Something ain't right.
Yes.
Idiot of the week. Thank you guys so much. Stephanie will be back next week.
Yep.
Bye.
Love you. Love you.
Love you.
WMDX Madison, where democracy meets dairy.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'll be joined by State Representative Lee Snodgrass, who's joined with Democrats to introduce a bill that makes it a requirement for elected officials to spend some time working on elections. What a novel idea.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Day three of the government shutdown. The Senate returning to Capitol Hill. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says he'll call a vote on funding, but if it's voted down, as he expects, he'll send lawmakers home for the weekend. Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries still holding out for a continuation of subsidies that help Americans pay for health care.
While negotiations with Democrats are at a standstill, House Speaker Johnson says he's not talking with Schumer or Jeffries because, quote, he has nothing to negotiate, a claim Democrats flat out reject.
That's ABC's Johnny Fernandez. President Trump telling Hamas it has until 6 o'clock Eastern Time, p.m. Sunday, to agree to his peace plan or they will be bombed even further. Outside Chicago, protests at an ICE facility as Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem arrives at a detention facility. The judge who will today sentence Sean Combs says he does not believe the music mogul is taking responsibility. This is ABC News.